Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
It's very childish because much in the gay community, like if you don't fully embrace what they're about, it's almost like a 6-year-old child who goes, well, then you hate me.
It was a powerful thing that I, from the United States, a white man pastor, would celebrate the Lord's Supper and drink from the common cup with my black brothers and sisters there in Africa, and was unafraid to do so.
So this is us, Todd. We're running, and Jesus is there, the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's waiting to catch us as we fall across the finish line.
Northern Illinois cops refusing to enforce the governor's orders against churches, love issues, etc.
You've seen it said many times, two things can be true at once. You can be outraged by the brutal death of George Floyd. You can also be outraged by the violence that has followed that death. Now, there's a lot in the mix here. There's the tension of months of being cooped up. There is the ongoing, what some people would call systematic or systemic racism in the United States. By the way, does race even really exist from a Christian perspective? I don't find it in the Bible, not one little place. We're all descended from one man, Adam. That means we're all the same race, no matter how we look. But what do we do with this? And how do the protests of today, how do they find similarities with the civil rights movement in the past and great differences with that movement? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about the death of George Floyd and the ensuing riots with Dr. Alveda King, niece of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. A little bit later, some lessons for the church from COVID. Dr. Steve Shave will join us. He's director of Urmanent Inner City Mission and Church Planting for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll be doing This Week in Pop Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough. Hillsong's Pastor Brian Houston has been speaking in tongues lately. That's a new twist. Then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 4 soundbites to play for you, drawn from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We will play them for you. After you've heard them, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us on this Friday afternoon to talk about the death of George Floyd and the ensuing riots, Dr. Alveda King. She's niece of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Dr. King, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
Alveda, can a person be both outraged at the death of George Floyd and the ensuing riots?
Absolutely. We can be outraged by many things at one time. As a Christian evangelist, I've been taught to be angry and sin not. The death of George Floyd was absolutely unjust and wrong, and we must be outraged about that. The ensuing riots are not the answer. And the destruction of property and lives is never going to solve the problem. So we must be outraged, but we have to be angry and sin not.
Why do you think there is so much distrust by many in the black community of law enforcement and the U.S. justice system?
The United States justice system has failed many systems in America, certainly in the African-American or black community. And so people have gone from the past until today with so many incidents that it is hard to believe that it's going to now help the black community. I'm an African American who lived through the civil rights movement in the 20th century. And I can tell you that often the people who should have been protecting us were actually harming us. However, all law enforcement is not bad, and we have to trust and believe God that he will help this situation.
Is there racism in both the white and the black communities?
There are many racists all over the world. the definition of racism, something that has been socially engineered by humans, because science and philosophy and religion show us that Acts 17:26 is correct. Of one blood, God created all people. So as human beings, even if we're just talking about science, it is not the skin color that defines human beings. It is the blood color. So we are all human beings. If we think we are separate races, then that causes us to be racist people. My race, your race. And so we have to come together as human beings. And that way, we are no longer racist.
You know President Trump. Is he a racist?
I first discovered that President Donald John Trump is not a racist the very first time he said, "We all bleed the same." I said, he gets it. We're human. He doesn't see us by skin color as being different people. He sees our skin color. We can see skin color. If we don't see skin color, we need glasses. So colorblindness is a medical condition and can be a spiritual condition. But we see each other and we celebrate skin color and diversity, not separate because of it.
You are a tireless voice for the sanctity of human life. What are your pro-life concerns about the violence in our city streets between protesters and police?
My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., once said, when we don't value the human personality, we become inhumane. When we value the human personality, we won't kill anybody. The little babies in the womb have personalities. They have souls. They are people. We have to value life from the womb to the tomb, no matter what the physical condition or the socioeconomic condition happens to be. So life from the womb to the tomb. If we can devalue babies in the womb, it's easier to not see the human personality with people we encounter on the streets and in our communities.
What about the current protests is similar to the protests of the civil rights era, and what about them is different?
I was able to march in the 1960s for civil rights during the lifetime of my uncle and my father, his brother, Reverend A.D. King. Both of them were killed unjustly in that civil rights movement. One thing I learned, though, peaceful protests are appropriate, but we must pray and believe God as we are protesting. That is the difference in the two movements. People take the knee today, but they forget to pray. In the 1960s, and in the 50s, before I started marching, I marched in the 60s, and from that time on, we always remember to ask God to guide us and to help us.
If you could speak to the mayors and law enforcement leaders of cities like Minneapolis, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and elsewhere, what would you say to them?
I would ask that the leaders in our cities across this great nation, certainly President Trump is praying. He has had people come in to pray in the White House. I've actually prayed with him in the White House. But lead your people in prayer. Help them to have faith and not fear. Help them to pray rather than panic. And as we do this as leaders in our communities, no matter how small our groups are that we speak to, we will see transformation that is lasting, and the violence must subside.
If your uncle, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., were alive today and seeing what we're seeing, what would he have to say?
Well, thankfully, just like Abraham Lincoln's words and Martin Luther King Jr.'s words and Moses' words, certainly the words of Jesus Christ and the fullness of God in the Bible, we can go and read what people said during their lifetimes. Harriet Tubman is another favorite one. I believe that Martin Luther King Jr.'s words, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." I believe that when he said, "We must learn to live together as brothers, and I'll add as sisters, or perish together as fools," he would encourage us to learn to have faith, hope, and love to communicate with each other and peacefully solve our differences. He said that during his lifetime, and he'd still be saying the same thing today.
Finally, how is Christianity the answer to healing the racial divide in our country?
Actually, there are many religions in the world. There's only one religion, and that's atheism, that denies that God exists. Every other religion acknowledges that there is a God. There's a scripture, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. However, there's only one religion that acknowledges God's gift of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Christianity stands as that beacon to those who want God as Father. I believe that it's going to be Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit that will finally heal this racial divide in our lives, in our city, and in the world.
Alveda King is the niece of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. She's director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. You'll find a link to Priests for Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Alveda, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time and this beautiful opportunity. God bless you.
You know, the original host of Issues, Etc., Don Matzett, used to say something, very wise saying, sins have names. Hatred, murder, lust, they have names. And pastors, you got to get used to using those names. And one of those names is racism. Don't let the progressives, the liberals, hold a monopoly on the condemnation of that sin. The sin of racism. Just because they obsess about it doesn't mean that you can afford to ignore it. It is the sin of hatred. And if it's in your heart, it's in your people's hearts as well. The sin is often unspoken, isn't it? So just do this little test with yourself, pastors and people. If you have been able to watch the endless hours of footage of those riots, the protests, the upheld fists, the broken windows, the confrontations on both sides. If you've been able to watch that without a hint of hatred in your heart, you're a liar. Because that sin exists in your heart as surely as it exists in mine. And if that hatred is directed toward white people, that may be racism. If it's directed towards black people, that may be racism. Certainly is. So, pastors, when you get in the pulpit, this is the time to address this sin. I know why you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it because some of your people might think you're going soft. They might think that you're leaning liberal or you've been influenced by the progressives out there or the various movements against racism. You can lay all that aside and just talk about the sin rather than all of the placards and all of the slogans. You can talk about racism as a sin and you can present the solution to that sin, the answer to that sin, and the payment for that sin as Jesus Christ alone. You know, it's true. It sounds simple, but it's quite true. It is in his incarnation taking on our one human nature, not a bunch of different races. They don't exist. There's one human race, and Christ entered it by his incarnation. And by his death on the cross, he redeemed all mankind, not just various colors of mankind. He paid the price for all of our sins, and he is, as simple as it sounds, the only thing that unites the human race. We cannot unite around slogans or politics or any of those other things. They will eventually, in the effort to unite us, also divide us, set us at each other's throats. Do we need any more evidence of this? The only one who can truly unite us is Jesus Christ, united in his flesh, in his death, in his resurrection, in the sacrifice he made for us all at the cross. So that when we think and look in hatred toward our neighbor, whatever the color of their skin may be, we can flee from that sin to Jesus Christ for forgiveness for that sin, that one forgiveness that is for all mankind. When we come back, we're going to talk about the lessons for the church from COVID-19. Dr. Steve Shave will be our guest, director of Urban and Inner City Mission and Church Planting for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Boy Who Was Lost, The Beggar's Greatest Wish, The Unforgiving Servant. These are some of the 12 stories that you'll find in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus. Learn more about this resource for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9 at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus, 1-800-325-3040.
The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, our romp through Romans continues. The glory of God's children revealed groans too deep for words. No separation anxiety. Israel's glory and God's choice. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
Concordia University Chicago is committed to keeping college affordable for all, and especially for LCMS Lutherans. We have scholarships available specifically for students who are LCMS members. This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, asking you to encourage your student to check out Concordia Chicago at cuchicago.edu. And if you are interested in supporting these scholarships, please find us online at foundation@cuchicago.edu.